Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Thursday, baby. It is Jam It Up and Down Thursday. It is Threw It Down with Tango Ray Thursday, baby. Listen, I am telling you, I have gotten to the point where I am just like, they need to create something that really, really gets me excited. So listen, I'm thinking about creating my own drink. How about that? So listen, I'm going to take some 24 karat gold. Yes, I am. And I'm going to liquefy it. I'm going to liquefy it and make my own 24 karat gold liquid drink. How about that? And then I'm going to put a little silver in there. You know what I'm saying up in here. I'm going to mix it all up, you know, and then I'm going to go all the way down to the steel mill. Listen, I'm going to take it all the way back to my ancestors. You know what I'm saying. Listen, when my ancestors was making my brew and everything like that in the steel mill, all down in the dark basement, making all the hooch and everything else, I'm telling you, when they came up out of that basement, they had something that was sure enough knock you on your butt. Let me tell you something. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make me some fierce drink. You know what I'm saying. Listen, and when you drink this drink, you're going to pour it down like it's 1999. Listen, broadcast live from the Windy City. It's cloudy. It's always cloudy in the Windy City. What is the matter with the Windy City, y'all? It's 38 degrees. Listen. It is January 19th, 2023. 6:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 7:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'ma say up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got this on up to the ATL. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, I gotta give a shout out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They're based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, UK and Germany, and my honorary member in India. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. That's GumbaRum.com, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. We have two different flavors of Gumba Rum. We have natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gumb, baby. Steve Gumb, so powerful. You know what, y'all? He always coming around trying to turn some butter. You know, sometimes we got to take it back to the old days. I met the hooch down in the basement, and Steve is right here turning the butter, baby. So listen, when you do it old school, it's the best, baby, because listen, all this new school stuff, listen, they don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're talking about. They don't know what they're doing, honey. All they can do is eat me and Steve Gum. Just. I'm telling you, what's the truth up in here? Listen, I got some super bad music on today. Yes, I do. Independent artist collab. Deron, The Gift, and independent artist Ryan Curran. We gon' get on Jim Cindy. Come on, engineer, what you working with, baby? Come on. Let me hear you. Let me hear you. Come on. Come on. Talk to me. Come on. Come on. All right. Yes, indeed. Let me tell y'all, before I get into the music, I want y'all to do me just a little favor while you're on Facebook. Use the keyword The Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like, and I will greatly, greatly appreciate it. Now, listen, you guys. Let me tell you something. I got to tell you about a really, really, really great book. It's really awesome. Now, listen, this book is really, really dynamite. It is called The Restricted Gallery. You know, and I guess it's okay to say because, listen, Mama likes to entertain. When I first saw the title of the book, I said, woo-wee, whoever wrote the book, I said, wait a minute. When I looked, I said, oh, wait a minute, hold on a minute, The Restricted Gallery. Now, you know, the author was very creative in coming up with the title, yes, because when you are an author and you write books or you write children's stories or whatever you're writing, music and stuff like that, you really do have to come up with a title that catches the attention of the reader, right? And when I first saw The Restricted Gallery, I said, wait a minute, The Restricted Gallery? I said, hold on a minute, let me see what's going on. I rushed really fast. Now, listen, I am not lying. I am not lying to you. Listen, I'm flesh and blood and human just like anybody else. When I saw the title of the book, I said, let me rush real fast and see what's going on here. Let me tell you something. Now, you know what? I know this show is all grown folks. I know ain't no cheering listening in on this show. So listen, when I saw the title, I thought I was going to see something really entertaining in the way of adult entertainment. I really did. The Restricted. I said, oh, wait a minute, The Restricted. I said, let me see this really, really fast. So listen. He did a great job with coming up with the title. Yes, he did. And I think it's just phenomenal. That title, that's it. So listen, that's The Restricted Gallery. So listen, the author's name is Josh Dolan. Let me tell you up in here. He did a really great job with coming up with the title. And he's talking about his autobiography. So he's talking about his life and coming up in the food and beverage industry. So listen, he spent over 24 years in the food and beverage industry, and he's talking about that. And I think it's phenomenal. He's also talking about his struggle with ADHD. So listen, you know, and it's okay to open up and talk about whatever your situation is, whatever your struggle is. It is nothing wrong with that. So once again, the author's name is Josh, J-O-S-H, Dome. Listen, that's easy to remember. Yes, Joshua Dome. So listen, he really is talking about his struggles with ADHD. And, you know, when I was out and about today doing what I do, you know, trying to make myself comfortable in what I'm used to. So let me tell you something. When I was traveling back home, right, we picked up a young lady, and she had some struggles. I was like, oh, wow. So she came on and on the bus, and she got on her seat, and she didn't want to sit down, and she had some struggles. Listen, I don't know. Of course, I don't know what her struggle is. You know what I'm saying. And so listen, and the young lady, she got on, and the driver was trying to help and assist her, and she didn't want assistance. And I was like, wow, you never know what an individual's journey is. You know, you can never tell what someone's journey is by looking at them. When you first see them, you don't think that there's anything wrong, but then eventually you might see that there is something wrong. And so I think people need to be kinder to individuals because you don't know what the next person is going through. And I am still talking about Josh's book, Josh Dome, The Restricted Gallery. That's G-A-L-L-E-Y. You can find his book on Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com. So easy. You can do an easy search on Amazon by his name, Josh, J-O-S-H. Now, the last name is spelled D-O-M-I-T-Z. And so he talks about his struggles with ADHD and the food and beverage industry. And let me tell you something. The food and beverage industry is really interesting. It really is. It really is interesting. So he has a lot to say about the industry. He also talks about his time in Ukraine. I want to hear about the time in Ukraine. I really don't want to read about the time in the Ukraine and before the war. And listen, I know he's got a lot of details when it comes to the food and beverage world. I'm going to say some more about the book and Josh's work, but I do have some music that I'm going to get to. So I want you guys to keep on listening in. You know what I'm saying up here. Because Mama going to entertain y'all. I always got something to say about everything. I got something to say about everything. I'm going to tell y'all a little bit later. So listen, children, if you 13 and under, go to your room because Mama going to get down with it a little bit later. All right, so y'all go to your room. Parents, put your tears out the room because we're going to talk about some stuff. Now, listen, the name of this one is BASE. Listen, B-A-S-E. The name of the author, the name of the artist is independent artist Caleb Duran, The Gift. That's right, The Gift. And he got a really, really awesome gift. The name of the song is Bass.
Here it goes. What you really got to do is, everybody want to know what you got to do is. See, what you really got to do is nothing. You just got to do you. Caleb Duran, it's a gift. Yeah, I started small, we bit it all. I'm in the winner's chair. They dropped the ball, I dropped my balls. I had to get a pair. I swear to God, them nights was hard. He heard his sinners pray. Saying, hurry up, you still got business. That's not finished, Blair. Holy dreams we ever had was getting hella rich. Try to show my fam and help my friends, but you can't tell them shit. Why? Learned to leverage, got my credit fixed. Now I'm doing better, took advantage of my blessings. Niggas hella pissed. I'm cool on all that jealous and that selfish shit. Respect any man that raised his own for someone else's kids.
I do
this shit my mama used to say, now making hella sense. Jumped off the porch and hit the bricks, I've been lit ever since.
Lit.
If it ain't about the money, it's irrelevant. However, it's still about your growth and your development. All my niggas
king.
Just like Coretta's kids, the devil said he's standing at the door, I'll never let him in.
Face, nigga ain't nobody safe. Learn to take it how it is, I respect the game face. But I still expect a rainy day. Pick a lane and do your thing, what you appreciate, babe. Nigga, ain't nobody safe. Learn to take it how it is, I respect the game face. But I still expect a rainy day. Pick a lane and do your thing, what you appreciate.
Sometimes I wanna jump out like fuck love.
Respect the game face, but I still expect a rainy day. Pick a lane and do your thing, what you appreciate, babe. Nigga, ain't nobody safe. Learn to take it how it is. I respect the game face, but I still expect a rainy day. Pick a lane and do your thing, what you appreciate.
That's what I'm talking about. That is what I am talking about, up in here. Solid. You know what? This artist is so solid. Yes, he is. I like what he says in the beginning. You know, all you got to do is just do you. Just do you. You know what? When you do you, you're going to do okay. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, don't try to do nobody else. Just do what you do, because the gift that you were born with is in you, and can't nobody duplicate or replicate what you do. Now, listen, everybody, listen, this is a great example. Everybody calls me fierce, right? Everybody calls me fierce and everything. And so, listen, Fierce Manson, that's just my name. That's who I am. That's what I do. And so the thing about it is when they first started calling me fierce, somebody was saying, oh, you need to get it registered. You need a trademark. They was telling me all kinds of stuff. I said, I ain't got time for that, because everybody, of course, everything nowadays is fierce. Fierce a tiger, fierce wear, you know, fierce shoes, whatever, fierce. And so now, you know, and all the other people, ladies, is coming out with, like, fierce networks. Of course, this is the Fierce Female Network. And I'm like, I'm not worried about all that stuff, because nobody can duplicate what I do. And so, listen, maybe later on down the line there will be a trademark or a registration, whatever. And so I'm just like, well, I see what's going on. I see a lot of people is using Fierce Network, and they're going Fierce Music, and somebody even had the nerve. Let me tell you this, and then I got to play the next song by independent artist Ryan Curran. Somebody even had the nerve. I did an interview with somebody, an artist, that came on the show and was trying to piggyback on what I'm doing and put it on their website. Now, listen, And there is someone out there called Fierce Music. It's a whole different thing. But this person, I'm not going to say his name. I really should, but I ain't. He came on the network. He did an interview. He had one of his artists do an interview. And I started checking out his page on Facebook. I was like, wait a minute. He ain't really doing all what he's saying he's doing. And then he had a celebrity. The way that he got in was through a celebrity. He came and he says, well, I am endorsed by this particular celebrity. I was like, really? Okay, you're endorsed by the celebrity? And so I went to his page and I saw the post that the celebrity had put on his page. I was like, okay. So I did the interview, and then I went back to his page on Facebook, and I looked a little deeper, and I started following the tags and the postings, and I started clicking on the links on his page. Lo and behold, I discovered the celebrity was not endorsing him, not a Sam Hill bit. And I went back to him. I said, listen, take my stuff off of your website. Because he had Fierce Female Network on his website, yada, yada, yada. He had the banner and all that kind of stuff. I said, take it down. Take it down. I said, oh, he was like, oh, what's the problem? What's the problem? I want it on there. I'm like, well. And he started telling me, well, you don't own anything. I can put it whatever I want on my website. I says, I think not. You cannot put my business on your website saying that I'm supporting anything that you do. I says, I want it down. Take it down. So lo and behold, he took it down. He just disappeared. I don't know what happened to him or where he is. Yada, yada, bada, 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 boom. Listen, that's why I like to look deep. I like to vet folks out down to their toes. I really do, because people is really tricky Ricky these days. They really are. They are tricky Ricky. And I'm telling you, they come up with some stuff that I ain't never heard of before, and they will have those redirects and those links taking you all over the place. And when it comes down to it, it ain't got nothing going on but the Sam Hill dust on the ground, baby. So listen, I got some music that's coming up by independent artist Ryan Curran, and I love this one. Y'all check this out. This is called Slow Dance. Y'all check it out. Come on up in here, Ryan, and he is the real deal. You ain't got to worry about that. Ryan is the real deal, my darlings. Slow Dance is hot, 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 hot. When I heard that song, I was like, wait a minute, I got to have this one on the show today. Yes, I do. I said, I've got to play this because it is phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal. And when you hear this one, you're going to say the exact same thing. You're going to say, you know what? That song is really, really hot. It is to die for. I'm like, yeah, I got to do this right here today because you know what? Ain't no other song like this one. Slow Dance, Ryan Gets Down. And I'm going to tell you why I like it so much. Because in the background singers and the chorus is just as hot as the lead. Yes, it is. It is phenomenal. They are delivering on the same point, the same pace. Background just as hot as the lead. Ryan is hot all by himself. Y'all going to check this out right up in here right now.
Dug a long, long hole through here, and I don't mind that you're messing with my fears. I can say I lost my world and then let go. I can say I want it all and then not go. Oh, no, 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 we won't let you go. Yeah, keep you coming on and you fucking waste our soul.
Yeah.
slow dance, slow dance, slow dance, slow dance, slow dance.
No,
slow
no,
dance.
No, no, no,
slow
we
dance,
won't
dance.
Let you go.
Come on, come on. Y'all know what? I love that song, Slow Dance. I felt like I was at a rodeo and a slow dance all at the same time up in here. Y'all know my life's insane. Come on, come on, come on with it. Listen, Slow Dance by Ryan Curran. That is a number one iTunes chart-topping song. It really is. I love that song. The backup and the chorus is just as bad as the lead. Listen, I'm telling you, he is a strong lead. He has a strong voice. I wish I could sing half that good. I got singles out. You know what I'm saying? And I'm dropping a single in the spring. Revolution. We need a revolution. I'm so political. Listen, my thing is this, and I'm going to get back to Ryan. My thing is this. I'm so political, and I got such a strong political stance and voice until the only way that I can explain it and say it is through song. And that's why I do music when I'm doing music when I go down to the studio and all that kind of stuff. So listen. I'm telling you, Ryan, I need to come down there and sing with you, man, because, listen, you sing too doggone good. You sing too doggone good, and I can't sing half as good as you sing. So listen, Slow Dance, I love that song, baby. I love that song, baby. And Mama is worldwide. Mama is global, and I don't want to tell anybody. I am global. I will go wherever I need to go, son, honey. So listen, Slow Dance is hot. That is a hot song. Listen, Ryan, I'm pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out of here. Listen, when I was listening to Ryan's music, let me tell you something. When it comes to albums and having number one songs, you can have an album, and y'all know this from the old day. If you really know music, it happens this way. An artist can have an album with maybe 10 or 11 songs on it, and they'll have their lead number one hit song, right? The first song, it'll come out, it'll be a hit, and you'll hear it. And then later on, a couple of months later, another song will come out, and it'll be a number one. It'll be a hit, but it's a hit off the same album. It's because a lot of times, of course, all songs are not, and I keep telling artists this, this is the ticket, this is the key right here. You do not promote and push, well, you shouldn't be, promoting and pushing 12 songs all at the same time. Well, if you can, God bless you. But listen, what I recommend, you know, if you have 12 songs, you stack them, you stair stack them, just like babies, just like if a mama is planning to have three children, she's going to have her first one, then 2 years later, she's going to have the next one, then next 2 years, she's going to have another one. And then what you end up with is all these number one songs off of one album. And then you know what? Because when you're having those number one hits off the same album, you're busy working on album number two with another set of number one chart-topping songs. That's why you don't push all 10 or 11 songs all at the same time. Because you know what? It's going to, well, just for me, this is just my opinion and what I believe. It's going to make your work and your job harder. Because you know what's going to happen? You're going to be trying to turn out more music really quickly because you got all these songs that's hitting number one. And everybody on the radio is going to be talking about these songs all at the same time. And then when it dies down, guess what? You ain't got nothing else for them to talk about. So you got to have some more music ready in the pipeline. It's just like mortgages. Oh, good gosh. It's just like mortgages and doing loans. I used to do loans a long time ago. Loved it. So listen, and the thing with doing mortgages, we always had to have a loan in the pipeline, right? Whether it was a really good loan or not so good or maybe bad, you wanted to have those mortgages in the pipeline because you got to always be closing deals. And when you are a mortgage broker, you're not getting paid no salary. You're getting paid a commission. I don't know what they're doing now because back in the day, that's what we did. You got a commission. And whatever you settled on, when you went in there and you talked to the head man and you made your deal, you said, look, I want 40-40 or I want 50-50 split on all my work. Listen, if you were a badass broker, you could say, I want 50-50. Whatever work and whatever loans I bring in here, I want 50% and the house gets the other 50. And then if they said, no, we're not doing that, we're going to just 60-40. You know, you make an agreement. And so, listen, you got to have all those deals in the pipeline when you close a loan. Guess what? You got 8 or 9 more that's coming right behind it. So it's the same way in music. You got to have stuff in the pipeline. Now, when it comes to creative people, you know how we are. We don't never stop creating. We never stop creating. So listen, and the really great artists, that's the way we are. We don't never stop creating, whether it's music, whether it's writing books, or whatever you're doing, we never stop, and there's always something. something. There's always something being in my mind. But listen, sometimes you need breaks in between. Even the greatest singers, the greatest artists got to have breaks in between. That's why you got to pace yourself a little bit, you know, so you don't just burn yourself out. Come on, come on, come on. So listen, that was a free one. So listen, I got to get on up out of here. I am pretty much out of time. It's been a stone cold blast.